Question. Why is it so difficult to tell the truth? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. That's a good piece of philosophy, isn't it? Why is it so difficult to tell the truth? Now, really, it is very difficult to tell the truth. Now, we have a handyman who has just begun with us. And he didn't realize that when he started working for us that things were going to happen in his life and that he was going to find everything totally upset. Because once he came on the campus of the University of Healing, everything in his whole life had to flip-flop and move around into a big circle and get in balance and get in order. And also, since he was a handyman and he had not had a great many jobs immediately before, he was a busy guy, but not really the way he wanted to be. The minute he started working for us, every job under the sun opened up for him. And everybody wanted him. And so he felt he had to go and see what they were doing and how they were doing it, and sort of forgetting his promises to us. Now he said, I'll be over there at 10. Yeah, he wasn't at 10. I'll be over at 2. He wasn't at 2. I'll be over the next morning at 1 or 8 or whatever time. And he wasn't over. And then we called him, and he was in town, and he was here, and he was there, and he was everywhere. And he felt so unhappy that he had to lie to us, because he really wanted to be here and fulfill his promise of what he said he was going to do. And but still he had these other things that were so charming and so alluring, he had to go take care of them. We all do that. We all do that. We will take the first girl that comes along and take her to a dance. And then the minute we ask her to the dance, all the other girls are available. You know? All the other girls are available, especially the ones we really wanted. They're all available. And we talk to people and we say, well, I'm going with Jeannie to the dance. Oh, you are? Well, Mary Ann hasn't got anybody, and Alice doesn't have anybody, and Rosalie doesn't have any. Ah! You know, I thought they did. Well, did you ask them? No. You see, the minute we start balancing ourselves, we start doing things that we say we're going to do, everything falls into our lap. And we don't know how to handle it, because we didn't handle it right before that, when it could have fallen into our lap. But now that it's falling in our lap, we still don't know how to handle it. We'd like to dump the girls that we're going with and go with that other girl, because the other girl is what we want, who we wanted to go with in the first place. But we can't do that, because everybody knows that that's what we've done, and then we have a bad name of being a very inconsiderate fellow. Now, what could we do? Well, we could be taking out Josephine, who is the girl that we invited, and she said she'd go, and we wanted to go with Marianne, and so we tell Josephine, Josephine, my brother has some tickets for the whatever game she likes to go to. Would you like to go? Oh, yes. Well, you have to miss the dance. Oh, that's all right. I'd love to go there. So he gets her to go there, and now he's free. And now he goes over to Marianne, and he says, Marianne, would you like to go to the dance? She says, oh, you're going with Josephine. And he says, no, Josephine is going to the game. Oh, well, if Josephine doesn't want to go with you, perhaps I don't either. And she said, John was going to ask me, and I sort of hesitated, but I'll tell him yes now. What? You see, when we start weaving these webs of falsehood, weaving these webs of manipulation, we're lying, and we're hurting ourselves, and we're doing all sorts of things to mess our life up. And we mess it up very, very good. Now, who are the happiest people in the world? And please let me tell you. Who are the happiest people in the world? The happiest people in the world are the honest people. Now, who are the honest people? Well, the only honest people in the world are the little people. They're the little people. They're maybe under 5 years old, you know. They haven't learned how to be manipulative and tell lies to get what they want. That's why we lie. We tell lies because we want to get something, or we want someone to appreciate us, or someone to think something about us, which is not true. Oh, you went to Harvard. Yes, I did. What class were you in? 98? Oh, 98. Wow, when did you start? You were only 15 then. Yeah, well, I went to Harvard. Well, what did you do there? Well, my brother played football there, and I went to hear him, watch him play. Well, that's hardly going to Harvard as a student, you know. Well, why are you putting me on that you went to Harvard as a student? Well, because I thought that impressed you. Well, what you have done is to absolutely unimpress me by realizing that you would lie so easily to tell a story to get my approval or to get me to think that you are something you're not. Never do that, she says. Never do that. And then she says what has to be said. Goodbye. And she leaves him alone. She doesn't tell him what to do or what not to do, or that he should be sorry for himself that he pulled that nonsense. But she just goes her way. Now, if she uses that with him and is very serious with him, and then she herself tells a lie now and then, those lies are terrible. She may have told her mother she would wash the windows in the afternoon, but on the way home from school, she met her boyfriend, and they walked home hand in hand, and it took 2 hours to do what it would normally take about 10 minutes to do. And so by the time she got home, it was too late to wash the windows. And her mother said, "How come you didn't wash the windows when you made a promise that you'd do it?" "Well, I was with John, and we were walking home, and the time just got away from us." "It takes 20 minutes to walk home from school. What would you mean? Now you've been gone over 2.5 hours. What is this all about?" "Well, he's kind of nice, and we were holding hands." "Yeah, but what's this about you're not doing the windows? Why didn't you call me and tell me that you weren't going to do the windows?" "But, Mother, I didn't even think of it." "No, you let yourself be bamboozled by other things when you knew you had a responsibility. But Mom, being with him was so important." "Okay, then you stay home from the dance." "Ah, that'd be much more better than, you know, holding hands." "Oh, why do I have to stay home from the dance?" "Because you're going to wash the windows." "Oh, that's not fair." "Well, when you learn to tell the truth at all times, and when you learn to fulfill your promises at all times, under all circumstances, if you got hit by a car and put in the hospital and couldn't wash the window, I would understand that, you know. But I can't think of anything else, any other reason. Can you? Can you think of any other reason why you wouldn't do whatever you promised to do? Can you think of any other reason? And then, can you think of any reason why you would ever lie when you didn't do what you promised to do? Why would you lie? Why would you ever tell a falsehood about anything? Why would you do that?" "Well, it just becomes easier and easier and easier. And you see, people won't correct you when you tell a lie. They know when you're lying, but they won't correct you because they realize that after you tell your first lie and that you were corrected, you didn't stop it, that your second lie and your third lie and your fourth lie were so easy. It just came so easy. And there's no sense in correcting you because you're not going to pay attention to it. You're not going to do anything about it. You see, living in a world, we're not lying to anybody else but ourselves. We think we're lying and saying, "I couldn't arrive there because I had something else to do." Well, it's just like our student in Nigeria. Okay, he's a very apt student. He's finished his doctoral work and everything. And then he said he couldn't come to the seminar I was conducting because he had to conduct or go to his niece's wedding. Well, now, can you imagine being on call, in demand, 24 hours a day for 7 days, being at his niece's wedding? I mean, that must have been quite an affair. Really, he should have invited me. You know, I would have gotten quite a kick out of seeing what that was all about. But he was lying, obviously. And what a shame. What a shame. And you see, when he starts that, then I will never believe him again. He will have to believe himself without my belief. Because up until that time, I believed in him 100%, as I believe in all of you, and I believe in myself, 100%. But if you start lying, then I don't believe you or disbelieve you, but I don't believe you. You can say the most truthful thing in the world, but I don't believe you. Because I am not going to allow myself to listen to falsehoods and think they're true. But I'm telling the truth. Well, how do I know that? How do I know you're telling the truth when you lie and you don't even realize you're lying? Because you do it so often, and you do it so much, and you do it on the little things as well as the big things, you know? We were watching Brother Bear, the movie, the other night, and what's the little bear's name? The little bear did something, and and he was trying to scare Brother Bear, and so Katua, or Kabua, whatever it is, Koda. He was trying to scare Brother Bear, and Brother Bear, the first time was scared because the little guy came running, hey, Baba Doo, you know, and he fell over a log and was very startled, and he said, I wasn't scared, I was just surprised. And so then the hunter was starting to chase them, and the little bear looked at Brother Bear and he said, the hunter is there, he's coming. And Brother Bear said, you're not getting me. And so just then a spear went right by him, just narrowly missing him, because little bear had lied. And little bear had but it was just a fun thing. It was just for fun to scare him. And he didn't believe in him. Now, you see, he could have lost his life. That could have been the end, because the little guy scared him and then tried to tell him the truth. He wouldn't believe the guy because he had been lying to him before. You see, telling the truth has a deeper and a stronger impact in it than we'll ever know. And it's not a matter of for other people. It's a matter of you and your character. And is your character 100% beautiful and blue? You say, well, Herb, how about your character? Is it 100% beautiful and blue? Well, if you really knew it, you'd realize it is, but you see appearances and you allow yourself to believe those appearances, and as long as you allow yourself to believe those appearances, then for you that's true. And that's okay, because I know the truth about me. Now, do you know the truth about yourself? If you know the truth about yourself and you are absolutely 100% honest person under all circumstances, you fulfill whatever promises you make, you stand up for whatever principle you have agreed to follow, then you know it yourself. And you don't have to prove it to anybody, because you are true. But if you're in doubt, if you aren't true to yourself, you know it, and you don't like yourself. You don't like yourself at all. So, if you want to, I am going to give you each a new cause, a new rule, a new program. As of now, you have no past.
Thank you.
As of now, you have no past, no future either, no present, no past. You have no experiences that have brought you to where you are now. You are just your original purity and integrity right now. You're like the newborn baby, pure, beautiful, fantastic, perfect in every respect. And you have no past. So we do not ask you, did you do this? We do not ask you, were you there? We do not ask you, how do you know? And how do you know? Huh?
From within.
From within, that's right. It's not a laugh, it's from within. Yeah, we know from within. And we don't know from our previous education or our future wishing and dreaming and hoping. We know from within, right now, in this instant. So, I love you all. You're all so pure as the white driven snow. You're wonderful. You're snuggly. When Rex sticks his head up on my lap here and gets his nose up on my tummy here, and he says, "Dad, you're the greatest." And you know, he's right. Mm-hmm. And how about you? Are you the greatest?
Yes.
Then he's right again, isn't he?
Right.
Well, have a lovely evening. And remember, it's not worth it to lie about anything. Nor is it worth it to tell the truth about anything. Just live it and be it. And that'll stand you more power than anything else in the world. And you'll love yourself for it. So, know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you. I love you.